36. Counted them myself.
36! But last year I'm 37!
Yeah, yes, well, some of them are quite a bit bigger than last year.
I don't care how big they are!
No. This is what we're going to do. Is that when we go out, we're going to buy you two new presents. How's that, pumpkin?
Hopefully that doesn't sound too familiar if you're running around getting your Christmas shopping done this week. It's not long now until December the 25th. I haven't done the maths. I don't know how many days, but maybe you can tweet me the days, but it's soon. And when it comes to Christmas presents, how many gifts should you be getting your kids and who else should be receiving or maybe not receiving presents? It is very complicated stuff. I leave it entirely up to my partner. That's how complicated it is and how lazy I am. Fairfax columnist Jenna Price is a fan of the four gift rule this Christmas, and she joins us to explain exactly what that means. Jenna, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. Four gifts. Like for who? Explain this.
So it's for your children. So you have to think about the way that we normally buy kids for our presents for our kids, and it's, you know, we're not all Dursley parents and we're not all Dursley children, but we certainly think about spoiling them as much as we possibly can. We did all go through that stage of buying way too many gifts for them. I know that we decided we were going to buy, a present from us, a big present from the parents, then a present from Santa, which, of course, we still had to pay for. And then, of course, we had to pay little things for the, you know, the stockings were completely stuffed with little tiny cute things, those things that walk downstairs, lollies, magazines that were rolled up, a peach or a mango or an orange in the toe. So completely overboard. Now, this idea that we only buy four gifts look, I really tried hard to find out where the idea of four gifts initially came from, and I got back to about 2009 and I couldn't find ownership. But the idea is that you buy your kids something they want, something they need, something to wear and something to read. So it's just kind of limits it so you don't go completely insane and also become completely broke.
Yeah, completely broke. And, of course, just, you know, I don't know, it just gets completely out of control and they don't even notice after they've opened the first couple, I reckon. And then I just find that really incredible. I don't know, I just have my own, you know, I walk to school without shoes moment during that time where I think, oh, wow, you haven't even noticed that you're getting your third or your fourth. Part of your rule, which I find very interesting, is that you're not meant to buy anyone presents over 18. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, that's the idea. Now, in our family, my husband and I exchange gifts. They're usually things that we wouldn't buy ourselves and that we might have dropped a hint during the year, but that's just one gift each. And then we buy our own children who are now all grown up. So they don't get four gifts, they get one gift. But the idea here is that, you know, you're under special arrangements. So, I mean, there is a slight problem when your kids are at school. They do a lot of gift exchanging. They always want to buy gifts for their teachers. And I understand that because a lot of children really love their classroom teachers and want to give some kind of recognition, which does not necessarily mean being an excellent child in class the whole year through. It means chocolates or soap or candles. But, you know, do adults really need gifts? I'm not sure that they do.
I don't know how all the adults listening feel about that, Jenna, but I know where you're going with this. Do adults need gifts? I've got to say, I'm not really that into gifts. I don't care to get them. I don't care to give them. But I always thought I was just a bit weird.
No,
I think people love them. I mean, I've noticed all around me, everyone else is loving them. I'm just really kind of like, yeah, whatever, stuff. It's just stuff. There's so much stuff.
Well, I think if you're getting something that you really love, it's really different. So I got my Christmas present early this year because I've always loved the work of this artist, a woman called Jules Kitson, and I first saw her work in 2009, and it's tiny little ceramic leaves and it's got rabbit fur and it's just sounding extremely strange. But my husband knew I really loved this and he organised for me to have one of these small sculptures for my wall, and it's beautiful. But I don't need endless wrapped up bits of stuff. I don't need 10 books because I'm going to buy those books myself. So it was a kind of wonderful surprise. I think that mostly we don't put a lot of thought into our gifts. It's a kind of, I mean, if you've been to a big department store lately, you'll know people are pouring in the doors, and they're just pretty much wrestling over what's on the shelves. And I had this really fascinating experience the other day where, now I know she's not listening so I can say this, but my middle child was very keen on a bracelet from a particular store which has the bright blue boxes. And I went in there and it was mayhem. But it was the customers who were mayhem-like and the staff were very calm. And so I immediately felt like I wasn't being dragged through some huge consumer madness. I was made to feel like my ideas and opinions were useful and they were calm and relaxed. But mostly when you go into department stores, it's insane and it's not enjoyable and no one is really thinking about it. They're just ticking the box that says a gift for Patricia or a gift for Jenna.
Yep, and they're literally ticking boxes. I think you're right there, Jenna. Thank you so much for coming on. And
pleasure.
Because people are doing this right now. That's what people are doing. That's what they're doing. They're driving to the shops. Thank you so much, Jenna. That's Jenna Price. She's a columnist for Fairfax, and this year she'll be implementing the four-gift rule for Christmas. And if you're over 18, Jenna is not getting you a present. Okay? You probably already know that if you're in Jenna's life, but no presents for people who are basically adults.